some other news, U.S. and South Korean officials are set to resume talks today over a free trade deal. This could be the biggest such pact since the North American Free Trade Agreement. President Bush is hoping to reach a deal before his negotiating authority runs out in June.
But it could be a difficult start. South Korea has just rejected a shipment of U.S. beef due to concerns about mad cow disease.
Now, if two countries find it difficult to agree with one another on economic matters, so it would seem, do analysts. At least that's the impression you get from watching talking heads on television. But a new survey finds that economists actually agree on a wide range of public policy questions. NPR's Scott Horsley reports.
On one hand, it's not surprising that professional economists hold similar views on many issues. After all, they've all been trained to look at the world through a similar lens. On the other hand, Wake Forest economist Robert Waples says economic disagreement is what's usually played up in the media.
Reporters try to be balanced. And so they usually get one person on one side of the issue and one on the other. And that can kind of mislead the public, I think, because quite often there's a lot of people on one side and just a few on the other. And what my survey allows us to do is really see how many you have on one side of an issue versus another.
Waples surveyed more than 200 PhD economists on a series of public policy questions. He found broad consensus on many of them, such as opposition to subsidies and support for free trade.
To be a card-carrying professional economist in the United States, you pretty much think that free trade's a good idea.
Economists are genuinely divided on some other issues, though, such as the minimum wage. 38% say the minimum should be increased, while 47% want it eliminated altogether. Even on issues where economists speak with one voice, though, there's no guarantee the general public will agree or that policymakers will go along. Scott Horsley, NPR News.